The other day, as I procrastinated on writing a story, I found myself casually reviewing my own profile on LinkedIn, a sort of serious Facebook for your career, when LinkedIn asked me, oh so innocently, if I'd like to add people to my professional network. Sure, why not? I clicked on yes. Minutes later, I got an email from a vaguely familiar name, someone I'd quoted, 10 years ago? I'd love to link in, she gushed. I thought you'd forgotten about me. Well, I had. Weird. How did LinkedIn know I used to know her? Seconds later, it happened again. Hey, long time no here, emailed a former beau I diligently avoided since the 90s. Want to friend me on Facebook, too? How annoying. How random. But it wasn't. And I was horrified. Without my consent, at least without my full attention, LinkedIn had reached its rapacious tentacles into my Hotmail contact list and sent an invitation to everyone there. A Hotmail account I've had since email began and have used as a mom, a friend, as coach to the 8th grade mock trial team. They all got invitations. Everyone with whom I've ever shared a logistical note, a cheery hello, a consumer complaint. Many were people I couldn't remember. Some were people I'd tried to forget. Exes. Exes' siblings. That landlord who's owed me my security deposit for a decade. Thanks for the invite, he wrote. No mention of the $1,000. It got worse. As a journalist, I've used that email for stories on everything from Obama's Harvard years to the punk rock scene in Boston. Now I'd reached out to sources and subjects from whom I've carefully kept a professional distance. People who have no interest, I'm sure, in linking in to me. Deval Patrick, Governor of Massachusetts. Oh my God. The Boston office of the DEA. Hey, what's up? Want to connect? The Dropkick Murphys? Yep. LinkedIn did not discriminate. Yoga instructors, dentists, former therapists. Are they even allowed to LinkedIn? Can you endorse them? Can they endorse you? Yeah, she used to be nuts, but she's fine now. I was aghast, gobsmacked, ticked off at my loss of control. But a funny thing happened as acceptances to my non-invitation rolled in. It started to feel kind of nice. A 30th high school reunion you tried to get out of, but where you find yourself having a surprisingly good time. Recalling old acquaintances and funny incidents that colored your life. Bad stuff forgotten. The need for formality and boundaries gone. The ex-beau's kids are grown and doing well. My crazy college buddy has her life together. All good stuff I'd never know but for this, error. Seems that LinkedIn isn't a cyber vulture sucking the juicy marrow of my contacts list. It's a cyber mediator of resolution, a techno god of forgiveness and renewed connection. And now I have 80 bazillion contacts on LinkedIn, as I should. After all, we're just one big family, right? Can't we all just get along? It appears we can in this interesting and odd new cyber way. It gives you the cyber warm and fuzzies. But I'd really like my security deposit back. And it would be awfully nice to hear from Deval Patrick.